Hey, 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 welcome to another week of the Animal House Show. I'm here today. I have to apologize for not being here last week. I had the flu, and I always get a flu shot. I just usually wait until the last minute, and so that's what happened to me. So I don't know. So sorry about that, but I know somebody told me they heard us again about the BSL thing, you know, that Nancy was on with Colorado Dogs and the repeal in Aurora.
It's a possibility, yeah.
Yeah, no, so I can't remember where I was. Total stranger. I was sitting down there like, oh, yeah, I just heard your show. Really good show about the Pitbull band. And I was like, great.
Your word is getting around. I keep telling you. Your word's getting around. By the way, before you start, I'm in the presence of veterans. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Lynn. Yep. And I have to say, I am here with Terry Smith.
Hey.
Yeah, U.S. Air Force veteran. Mm-hmm. I'm an Army veteran myself. He was in 12 and a half. I was in 7 years, so almost 7 years. So, and we do have a great guest on, and this couldn't have happened better. I had another guest lined up, and had to cancel. So, of course, I'm contacting all my people. Well, I contacted one person, and she really hooked me up. So, and it's a perfect guest for today's show. We have Kristen with Mission Canine Rescue. Kristen, you there?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Do you go? I know when we spoke earlier, you went by Chris. Do you want...
I answer to either. I'm good.
Okay. See, I answer to about, 12 things. So
I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Are you? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll have to put a list up, update my Facebook page and just say AKA, AKA, AKA. some things people might find pretty true, but others
right.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
don't talk to my husband. That could change everything.
Oh, well, it's not honey bun or baby or anything with your husband. Does he have? Well, no, like I said, locked out. We had Ruby on, CWD, Carlos's mom, gosh, right. Months ago. It had to be like 4 or 5 months ago. She was one of our original guests. I don't know. She was one of the first. So I contacted Ruby, and she worked
yes.
with you, and sent you a text, and I'm just glad... Being Veterans Day, perfect day to talk about, veterans, but more importantly, the canine ones.
Sure.
We are an animal show. So,
yeah, right.
So it's so fitting. How about that?
A little appropriate.
I know. Yeah. And I do have Terry here. Terry answered my little Facebook post because I said, I still have the voice that is going in and out because I had the flu. So, I keep clearing my throat. My voice keeps cracking. And, sometimes people can barely hear me, which might be a blessing. Who knows? And I said, I might need a co-host to take over if all of a sudden I can't talk. So... But I did take some magic mouthwash, and I have a glass of wine here that I'm finishing up. So, magic mouthwash, glass of wine, it's all good.
That'll cure you.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've listened to any of the past shows, Chris, but it is called the Animal House for a reason. So,
right,
we discuss the animals, but we have a good time here. So, but anyways, I really appreciate, Terry being on to co-host his first time.
Yes.
He's been a friend and a terrific supporter. I founded a charity called Coats for Canines here in the Springs, mm-hmm. and he has volunteered with me ever since I started. So, mm-hmm. so
wow,
he's a good friend, uh-huh. great volunteer. He mm-hmm. helps out as many nonprofits as he can. He's just wonderful.
That's amazing.
So, and I even offered him a beer or wine, and he's like drinking coffee or something. I don't know what's wrong with him. So anyway,
we're just getting warmed up here.
So okay. we'll let that one go. We'll let you get good and warm, Terry.
Okay.
Anyways, so Chris, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You coming on? Like I said, Ruby introduced us, and tell us about Mission Canine Rescue. You guys are pretty big and have quite the following, I must say.
We're certainly gaining momentum, that's for sure. You'll have to excuse my voice, too. I lose it quite often, and I spoke to a group of children with today where I used to teach school and took a couple of the war dogs with me. So I'm kind of, my voice a little crackly as well. So, but yeah, Mission Canine Rescue, we my business partners and I kind of, we started this in 2008 with a different organization and another partner, and she went another way. So we started this one last year.
Okay, and was the original one geared towards the military, you know?
The original one was geared towards military dogs as well.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of expanded because when we changed the name and we changed avenues, we decided to add all working dogs. So we rescue police canines, military dogs, contract working dogs, any kind of working dog, any dog that assists mankind in any way, we're here to help them.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. But we do have a main focus with military and contract working dogs. I mean, that's definitely our main focus.
Right.
We've rescued everything from Customs and Border Patrol to police canines, you name it. So.
Right. Now you say rescue, but first I got to say you're the president and co-founder.
Yes.
One of the co-founders.
Yes.
So thanks for, you know, taking time from your busy schedule to do this and salute our veterans today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So when you say rescue, mm-hmm. it's not really like you're not taking them out of horrible, horrible situations. You're taking care of them as they're retiring, and once they're retired, finding them new homes.
It depends on the dog and the situation.
Yeah.
Military dogs. Let me back up a little bit. There's two different types of military dogs. There's contract working dogs,
right.
And there's military dogs.
Right.
Military dogs are owned by the Department of Defense. They are adopted out through the Department of Defense. We do not have any connection in any way or have anything to do with that adoption process.
Okay.
However, sometimes they get adopted to the wrong home.
Gotcha.
And then people will contact us or you hear stories.
That's
where the rescue comes
right.
in for military dogs. But as far as the other thing about military dogs are, the other thing we do for them is when a military dog retires in a non-combat zone overseas, once they retire, they are not able or not legally allowed to get on military aircraft. So they are kind of stuck over there. So if a handler is stateside and wants to adopt his dog for the DOD and has the approval to do that, it's up to the handler to get the dog home.
Right.
And so they'll contact us, and we are Chapter 6 of the United States War Dog Association, so they will either contact U.S. War Dogs or us directly, and we are the transportation arm, basically. And so they'll contact us, and we will make sure that and facilitate and pay for their ride home.
Gotcha.
So just so that they could be reunited with their handler. So that's what we do for the military dogs. The contract dogs are a little different story. The contract dogs are owned by a different private contract company. And
is there just one that you work with, or
I'm sorry?
Is there just one private company that you work with, or are there multiple companies?
No, there are quite a few of them out there. They
They
have contracts with the Department of Defense, and there's quite a few of them out there. And within the organization, there are the amazing ones that bring their dogs home, adopt them out themselves, take care of them until they find them home. But then you have the other organizations, some of the smaller ones, or just. They just don't really have the means necessarily or don't care to bring them home themselves. So what will happen, the best way to explain this is if the contract company has, say, a 40-month contract and a dog retires at 20 months, well, they don't want to pay for the dog to shift home until everybody goes home at the end of the contract. So that dog's stuck in a kennel overseas for 20 months. So what we do is we reach out and rescue these dogs. We raise the funds and get them home so that they can be retired.
Now, how do you find out, you know, a dog has stopped working overseas and, you know, might
We have people over there that help us.
I was military intelligence. I sort of get that. Got it.
Yeah. We've got people. But we have some amazing people over there, and one of them, she actually has an organization over there called Mine Explosive Detection, Angel Paws Mine Explosive Detection, and she takes care of that end of it a lot and has gotten a love dog for us just recently, in fact.
That's terrific.
She sent 10 from Afghanistan, and we had another girl send 10 from Kuwait, and they all came to Houston around the 1st of October. So we had a crowd coming.
Yeah, that's awesome. As a matter of fact, I saw you list some of the dogs. You were doing a fundraiser just a couple days ago. You were doing a fundraiser to get one group of them adopted out and transported and stuff like that. And it seemed like it didn't take any time at all. You got your money, which is awesome.
It's amazing. Our Facebook fans are incredible.
Yeah.
And they step up to the plate. It's just amazing. And then one of my business partners, Bob Bryant, he is the financial guru. My other business partner, Lisa Casper, and I joke around all the time. We say we spend the money, he makes it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's what he's making it for.
Yeah. I know. And he's definitely good at doing that. But definitely our Facebook fans step up every single time. We had a huge fundraiser to bring all these dogs back. We needed to raise about $25,000 over the summer, and we raised it in about 2.5 weeks.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's
incredible. That's short summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we did. We had the money, and then it was just, but that was just to get them home.
Sure.
So once you get them home, then you have to pay to kennel them, to get them all taken care of with the vet. They need to be neutered, everything else, and then the transportation to get them to their forever home.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot involved.
Let me stop real quick and tell people if they have questions, this is a live call-in show. When you hear it on our iTunes or whatever later, it is not live, people. It's not live if you're listening from iTunes. But
well, that's why you don't answer.
I know, that's why you don't answer. Actually, Len said people have actually called him before thinking, you know, they're listening to, you know, but they're listening to a rerun or whatever of the show, and people are actually calling thinking it's live. So you're listening any other way except from Tuesday evenings, this is a live call-in show.
And that's from 5 to 6 Mountain Time.
At 5 to 6 Mountain Time. So 6 to 7 Central, that's where you are, Chris.
Right.
So,
right.
So 7 Eastern. But I want to give everybody, I want to put the phone numbers out there so people could call in. You could call in 719-362-8853 or 719-362-8854. Please, especially if you're a former handler or an adopter or just, you know, want more information on Mission Canine, or you say you're going to write a huge check to them and just want to let them know and let the world know, that's awesome. Terry's like, okay. or write a huge check to me too. That's what
you're there you go.
Yeah, please call in. Terry needs funds, apparently. Please call in. We'd love to hear your stories. So getting back to that. So I usually say that at the beginning, but I just love this topic, veterans and dogs. So
right.
It stands to reason. I mean, you're going to get the money when people just love animal-based organizations. Mm-hmm. They just do. Especially and veteran-based organizations. So
yeah,
the two combined is just awesome.
Right.
But that doesn't mean just because you met the money for your fundraiser to get them home that you don't need money all the time. So we want to make that clear.
So. Right. It is amazing how much you can spend at the vet.
Yes.
Or in kennels, or even traveling. I'm leaving tomorrow from Texas, driving to New Orleans, delivering one dog, driving up to Nashville, delivering another dog. So it definitely all costs money.
And how often do you think you travel to deliver the dogs?
I traveled this summer. I traveled a lot. I traveled last week to New Orleans. So 2 weeks ago, we went back to New. Everybody keeps meeting me in New Orleans. I don't know what that's about.
It's not time for Mardi Gras or anything, right?
They're going all over the country. So,
it's a big transportation.
It was definitely. So I've gone there a lot. I travel quite a bit. I'd say several times a month.
Wow, that's just, sure. That's just terrific. And you said you personally used to teach school.
I did.
Oh, that's great. So did you, once this got going, is that when you stopped and focused?
No, I started. I actually trained a narcotic dog here. I have her here with me. She's my dog. And I got her out of a shelter and trained her in narcotics. And I started a business with her. People thought their kids were on drugs. We'd go search their homes and we'd
search schools. Yeah. I've seen that like on Lifetime and stuff.
Right. No, I'm that girl. Yeah. So I started with that and got to know a lot of police officers and kind of through that avenue is where I got to know about the military dogs. And once I learned about them and the fact that they needed our help, it became a heart mission at that point. So, and then when I left teaching school, I remember my teaching partner looked at all of the students and said, yeah, Miss Maurer left you for the dogs. So that was nice.
See, that's nice. My daughter says that about me. She's like, yeah, my mom left me for the dogs. She's 21. She'll get over it eventually.
Eventually. Maybe with a little therapy. It'll be fine.
But I don't know. I'd much rather deal with animals than kids.
Right.
So, but obviously you have a knack for both, which is cool. I totally respect you for that.
I do love the kids, I have to say. We were there today, and I saw a bunch of them. They're great.
Yeah, terrific. So I want to give this out, too. Your website is Mission Canine Rescue, and that's the letter K and the number 9,
yes.
rescue.org. So for all the people out there listening that want to make a donation like right now, they should go on there and do that. And
that would be incredible.
I know, huh? and we have some great listeners actually too. So they've come through for a lot of things. What I like are the reunited stories between the military handlers and their dogs. How many veterans do you think actually want their dog? I mean, how many do you actually get back home for them compared to the civilian population?
You know, I know that the veterans definitely, they all, most of them want their dogs. In fact, some of them, they don't have the opportunity to get them because when they get out of canines, the dog isn't ready to retire and it moves on. And sometimes the military will sell the dog to Border Patrol or who knows where, and they lose track of their dog. So that's kind of sad. But when they do have the opportunity to adopt their dog, that really has nothing to do with Mission Canine Rescue at all. Once that happens and they need to get the dog either from another country to the States or from one side of the country to the other, then they'll contact us and that's when we'll step in. So it's really kind of hard to say, to answer your question about how many there are. I just know how many contact us. And any that are out there that have a dog that they are able to adopt through the DOD, but they just don't have the funds or the means to get the dog to them, contact us, and we will absolutely step up and do that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Of course, Terry and I are here in a huge military town, so...
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you even mentioned it, that you have... one of your locations is Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
And do you have people actually working here out of an office or out of their homes or, people
employed?
Well,
Ruby Ritz has volunteered for us
and
helped us out and has done some amazing fundraisers.
So Ruby's the Colorado Springs part.
Yeah.
She's the perfect Colorado Springs part.
She was the Colorado Springs part for sure.
That is awesome.
But we do have someone in San Antonio. That's Louisa Kastner. She's a business partner. And then Bob Bryant in Southern California. So we've got somebody placed almost everywhere.
that's terrific. So what do the people that are placed or in those four locations, what do they do for you? I mean, do they help you facilitate the adoptions, do fundraising, all the above?
Yeah. Fundraising, Bob Ryan is our fundraising, social media, you name it, that's what he does. Our guru with that.
Yeah, Lisa, I spoke to him earlier.
Lisa Kastner and I are the two transporters. We're the ones that go through the adoption process. We screen the adopters. And we have a volunteer that helps us kind of in the beginning with those. And then she'll kind of go through the first process because a lot of these dogs, some of them can go to anybody. I mean, any home with families, with kids. There's so many of them that can't. And so we have to be real careful about who we adopt these dogs.
Of course.
These working dogs.
Of course.
And so they just have a little bit of a different attitude than
well,
another
sure.
dog.
Sure.
So so we have to really be careful and screen carefully. And so we have kind of a great process that we do. We start with one of our volunteers. She helps a lot. And then she kind of pre-screens. And then we'll take over from there and talk to them and vet them any way we can to make sure that it's
perfect.
The right home, because we really want the dog to go into one home.
Perfect.
And then, because they've been through enough, it's time to settle down.
Sure.
However, if it doesn't work out, which we've had some, not necessarily, we make mistakes and we think it's going to work out, and for some reason it does not, they'll contact us and we'll get the dog immediately.
Yeah.
So, and start the process over again.
Gosh, that's just awesome. Not awesome that people would ever have to, you know, something would never work out, but you know,
right.
shit happens, basically. I mean, so...
right.
And you think it's more people want to help, but they don't realize what the military dog might need or do down the road?
Yeah.
Exactly.
For special needs? Right. Yeah, they don't know what their responsibilities might include.
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
Yeah.
And
sort of
over,
more overwhelmed. I bet it's probably people more overwhelmed than anything else.
It is, and I think they're expecting it to be just a regular
family pet
that
yeah.
you adopt at a shelter, which is amazing, too.
Sure.
And, and always adopt. I don't care where you do it, just adopt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
own little spiel.
Yeah, that's okay. I was going to say, on that note, Len's giving me the break signal, so if you hold on, Chris. We'll get back to you. You're listening to CosmicBroadcasting.com and the Animal House Show. And while we're on a break, go to MissionCanineRescue.org and make that donation.
A new Fit You is waiting to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Are you tired of cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
You may be living in what's considered one of the worst dressed cities in the nation. Yes, I said the nation. Does anybody else have a problem with that? I'm on a mission to change that. Tune in to my show, When Style Matters, live every Wednesday at noon Mountain Standard Time on Cosmic Broadcasting. I'll be sharing my expert advice and tips. Remember, your style matters all the time, and all the time your style matters.
We have Terry, former Air Force. I don't know. Once somebody's Air Force, are they always Air Force? Like, a Marine is always a Marine. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
So I'm always Army. I'm always a soldier.
Always.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But my brother will tell you, my brother's a Marine. Mm-hmm. He wasn't in quite as long as I was. He actually broke a few bones and stuff and get out. Now he's in nuclear medicine. So yay for the Marines for paying for that. Yeah. And and here I am hosting a radio show. No, I'm kidding. What happened with my GI Bill? No, I'm kidding. But we have Chris, president and co-founder of Mission Canine Rescue on the line and calling in from Texas. And so, so we appreciate you being here again. Once again, it's Mission Canine, the letter K, the number 9, rescue.org. So go check out some of the videos and stories on there, especially their donation page. Also the same name on Facebook. So yes. go and like and love them. I think Facebook needs love buttons.
Yes, they do.
Right.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't know. I'm sure it's been suggested like the dislike button. I don't know.
All right.
But or dislike option. I don't
know.
Oh
yeah, that's where I am, the dislike button.
Yeah. That'd be used a lot by me.
Oh man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know you better. People think Terry's this nice, sweet guy and volunteers. Oh no, no. I know him so much better than that. So, just like your husband, Chris, I know you.
Right. Thank you.
So, but yeah, welcome back and happy Veterans Day. Thanks to all that have served, men, women, and canine alike. And we appreciate you listening in, whether it's now live, and this is Tuesday evening once again. Len had told us before, he's gotten calls. I mean, we're talking like late at night because, you know, sometimes the shows run, and we're talking like midnight and stuff. He's gotten calls.
Because, you know, I have nothing to do.
Yeah, I know. He didn't have the GI Bill or anything, but, you know, he's just wondering what happened to his life. He's here with us. Yeah. So, but no, I think this is a total privilege. I mean, obviously, I'm a dog lover and I'm doing this in my charity and, you know, helping the homeless and their animals.
Yeah, okay.
If I could do something with vets, but a lot of vets are homeless as well. So they have a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. So especially here in our area. So, but thanks again for being on. You guys are just, you know, you guys are rock stars, I have to say, Chris. I mean, just reading a lot of the Facebook posts and your website and everything. One thing I was going to ask, because we talked about CWD and MWD and the difference between those, but there's something on your site called Shelter to Sheriff Working Dog Program. What is that?
Okay, we're just kind of getting that rolling, actually, but yeah. We go into shelters and we look for dogs that have the high ball drive that needed to be sent to Section K-9, just like my dog Roxy, the one that I rescued her out of a shelter because of her high ball drive, and she became my narcotics dog, and she certified with the National Narcotic Detection Dog Association, and she went with me to train with a bunch of police officers and me and my white German Shepherd.
Yeah.
We were just very girly in the whole boy thing. I don't know.
But, hey, whatever, you know.
but then through that, so once I found her and I realized there's so many dogs in shelters that really are misunderstood. You know, people adopt them because they have too much energy and they have too much drive and they're just not going to want to lay around.
Sure.
And so a lot of
like a lot of people lately, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So our goal is to start searching the shelters and finding them. We have some wonderful trainers, actually the ones that trained Roxy and me, and they're willing to step up and train these dogs so that we can donate them to local law enforcement, to the small agencies around that don't really need a patrol dog as much as they just need a narcotics dog. So
right.
That's our goal with Shelter to Sheriff. And we also are doing another thing at the moment. We have two shelter dogs that we rescued, and they are both being trained currently. One of them is going to be a service dog. I'm actually coming to Colorado Springs in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
there's
awesome.
A woman there that's in remission with cancer and needs a service dog, and we have found her the perfect service dog.
Is it going to be on a Tuesday? You could always come into the studio. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I will more likely have alcohol here.
Well, okay, then I'm in. It's a Tuesday. I just scheduled it.
More likely?
It doesn't take much for me. I'm cheap.
Awesome. We're cheap here.
I'm sorry.
But no, that's cool. So is there one specific breed of dog or are mixed breeds or, you know, have you found better than one? Because I mean, the show started basically because I was a guest on a pit bull show. I am fond of the bully type breeds. And I have three of them myself. But you see more and more of them serving military and police departments. And
honestly,
you know,
they're amazing. Pit bulls have an amazing scent detection skill. In fact, one of the dogs that was rescued out of the shelter, the trainer, we were going to use her for our program, but the military part exploded so much, I didn't have the time to take care of that. But she went ahead and adopted her and trained her in narcotics. And now this little bitty is used in schools, and she's incredible. Her ball drive is amazing. And so she does. She's a hard worker.
Yeah.
So pitties are great for that.
Yeah, and I think there are certain types of breeds like pitties. Unfortunately, that's why, you know, a lot of the thugs and, you know, asshats use them for fighting.
Right.
Is because, I don't know where asshats came from. I don't know. But anyway, it's this barefoot wine in front of me. I think because they just want to please their owner or please their person so much. Are there other breeds like that, like the German Shepherds or Labs?
A lot of Labs. Shepherds are great. Sometimes you just never know. There was a military dog that we helped years ago. He was a little Jack Russell Terrier, and he was a drug dog for the Navy. So,
oh, that's awesome!
So you don't know. There can whatever you find at the shelter, there can be a mixed breed, just a mutt. I remember one of them, a friend of mine, telling me a story of one that they rescued out of a shelter to train, and it was a joke. They called it the ugliest dog on the police force, and that dog ended up finding the biggest bust in the county or something, just a mutt.
Never count a dog down.
That's right.
So it doesn't really matter. It just matters that they have this crazy, incredible ball drive and also search with their nose. Those are the two key ingredients.
So when the trainers go into a shelter to find these dogs, do they like hold something in their hand and see which dogs respond in the kennels to it?
They do. Tennis balls, Kongs, any kind of toy.
Yeah.
And then you start there. But a lot of times in a shelter environment, the dog has nothing else to do, so it is really obsessed with that ball.
Sure.
That moment. But you get it out, and all of a sudden it goes, I could care less about the ball.
Right.
So you really kind of have to, once you've assessed it, okay, this one could really be a fit, then you need to take them off campus.
Right.
And be able to really test them out in public.
Yeah, because dogs are never dogs are never the same when they're kenneled up with a bunch of other dogs and in an unfamiliar environment and stuff.
Right. So there's different tests you have to do, but my dog Roxy is a perfect example. She has since started on her own detecting. I have some seizures and she detects them before I get them. And so she all of a sudden started doing that. Yet at the same time, if we are that bonded, we do everything together. But if I were to hand you a tennis ball, she would really be torn on who to go with.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, she would be weighing her off.
So the tennis ball has the loyalty, not really us.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. She loves me, but and then once she has the ball, then she's going to dump you and come back to me. But for that moment, you've got her full attention. So, yeah. And that's the drive they really, really need.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something earlier in the show. A lot of times dogs will come back from overseas or wherever, you know, whenever the contract is up, or even if it's not up, and you transport them out of there.
Right.
And you pay for the neutering. Are a lot of DOD dogs or the military working dogs or the contract dogs, are they usually unneutered when they go to work?
They are unneutered, yes. They
really?
Are a neuter. However, I will say the military dogs, they will not adopt them out without neutering them themselves. So so they're covered when they
right.
get out. It's
Does that make a difference? I mean, as far as their work drive?
Their energy level and their work, yes.
Oh,
definitely their drive. It definitely has something to do with their drive. It's no different than having having a house pet and you say neuter it because it's going to calm down. It's the same thing.
Well, they try to escape less and everything, and you know, they're not. You know, if you neuter a dog, they are just less likely to go roaming.
Right. Right. You know. And the same thing though. Any kind of drive, and it does help. It doesn't take it completely away, but it definitely.
Sure. Sure.
You can tell a difference. You can tell a difference.
That's awesome. So, is there an average time from the time you get these dogs in before, or do you already have adopters lined up before they even hit U.S. soil?
You know, we're really blessed. We definitely get a lot of applications, but a lot of them just really aren't fit for what these dogs what they need. Like right. I said, some of them can go into a family setting just fine, but we have to evaluate each and every one of them before we can make that call.
Right. What's the perfect adopter for you? You think?
You know, it depends on the dog. We've adopted out a couple to some wonderful families because the dogs don't have the drive anymore, and they just want to be loved, and they get along with other dogs, and they get along, they're fine with cats.
Totally ready for lap time, right?
So those can go to families. But then we also have one right now. He's going to be my stressor. I worry about him. He came in on October 3rd. He's a gorgeous German Shepherd named Jeff, and he doesn't get along with other dogs. So therefore, I wouldn't adopt him out to anyone with small children.
Right.
But he's a sweetheart. He's never shown a sign of aggression to me, but he's got that drive so hard, and he doesn't play well with others that I can't take that risk. So I would want to adopt him out to either a couple that doesn't have any kids or you know, and it's okay if they have kids that come over, but they need to get to know the dog first. It's just that would be a great home.
No,
or
we don't want kids over.
For him. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. For Jeff, he really needs a former handler.
Sure.
He's a very strong German Shepherd, but like I said, you can sit and hug on him, and he's going to roll over. It's not that he's Mr. Aggression, and he's going to do anything to you. It's just once, then you get a ball involved, and he's so focused on the ball that he's going to go after it no matter who's holding the ball. And so it's not an aggression thing as much as it is a child and their toys, and if they go after the same ball, the dog's going to win. So,
right. So do you need donations of balls as well?
I mean
tennis balls, that is.
let me
clarify that.
We've gotten rid of all of the balls.
Okay.
Yes, tennis balls, Kongs, and dolly balls, they love all of those for sure. And what we do... Oh, that's the other thing that we do. And it's the second they hit U.S. soil and they get here, the one thing they want in life is that Kong or that tennis ball or whatever their drug of choice is.
That's their reward. I mean, that's what
their reward. It's the one thing they want, and it's the one thing they can't have when they're working.
Right.
So they only get it when they're working. So when they get here, what we do is we get about 6 or 7 of them and toss them into the kennel with them and just say, here you go, we're never going to take them from you
again.
Oh
my God, they'd be like in heaven.
And they are. In fact, my business partner, she adopted one of the contract working dogs, and she has video of tossing out a bunch of jolly balls out into the middle of the room, and that dog all night long would grab one and go, oh my gosh, there's another one. Oh my goodness, there's another one. It is the cutest thing you've ever seen. It is the best video. So of that, and she actually she's posted that on a few things, and I think we even posted it on our Facebook.
Oh, I'll have to look for that and post it.
Yeah. It's really adorable. It is so adorable because it just shows how excited they are. It's just Christmas all the time now.
Right. Hey, one more break, and then when we come back. If anybody's waiting to call, I'm seeing a bunch of people post on Facebook. We're listening to you right now. I'm like, okay, call. If you're listening, call. If you have a story, if you have, you know, a great story about this organization or about a dog you adopted from them, please give us a call, 719-362-8853 or 362-8854. And when we come back, Chris, I'd love for you to tell us, about Jeff, but tell us about maybe a couple other dogs that you'd love to see get homes. And what people can do besides monetarily, you know, donate and tennis balls and Kong. What else people can do to help you out. So we'll be back in a few.
Okay. great.
From Leah Sophia Jewelry, and I am in the business of bringing busy women together in a unique, fun environment to try on jewelry and be with friends. Leah Sophia is a family-owned business operating for over 40 years. We treat our customers like family, and with our lifetime replacement guarantee on every piece of jewelry, we stand behind the product like no other. For details, give me a call at 719-650-6428 or check out my website, www.leahsophia.com/Julie's Gems.
A new Fit You is waiting to emerge at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio. Hi, I'm Tom, and I have a variety of ways to help you strengthen your body and mind. Whether it's individual personal training, class sessions in martial arts, or my nutrition workshops, I have what it takes to help build self-confidence, learn self-defense, or just blow off some steam. We always all have steam to blow off daily. Classes are available for adults and kids. Just call, click, or come by and let me help you take the first step to a new, healthier you. We're located at 2519 Airport Road in the lower level. You can call us at 719-930-6365 or check out www.tchafer.com. Again, T C Hafer, SEEHAFER.com for more information. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Phoenix Fitness and Kempo Studio.
Are you tired of cleaning and want more time that is stress-free? For over 7 years, Clean Castle Service has been doing the nitty-gritty chores in your home or office. Call today for your free consultation and let our staff tailor-fit a cleaning schedule that meets your needs, whether it's weekly cleans to the one-time deep clean. Call 719-323-7155 or visit us at cleancastleservice.com and let our friendly staff serve you. Again, 719-323-7155. That's Clean Castle Service, where you are royalty.
Donut Oven provides the best variety of donuts in all of Southern Colorado. Come in and try our vast array of specialties, including the maple bacon, the Elvis donut with banana and peanut butter, or come in and ask what our famous Pueblo Chili Pepper donut is all about. Make it a point to come by for breakfast too. Pick up a breakfast burrito or a croissant, or create your own breakfast to start your day. We're located at 198 South Purcell Boulevard in Pueblo West. Call 719-547-5085 to place your order or stop in and pick up a dozen. Donut Oven and a whole lot more.
And the ladies. Are they really all big guys here? Howdy, Jenny. How's it going?
Do you want to dance?
Yeah! Woohoo! It's time for a song. You ready to sing, Terry? Chris, you ready to sing? Let's see.
You've heard me sing before.
Shout. Yeah, this is probably a pretty unique interview for you there, huh, Chris? She's probably going, how am I going to get myself into this? I'm going to kill Ruby. No. No, we're so glad to have you on. So, as I said before the break, you're listening to CosmicBroadcasting.com. And the Animal House Show, and we're talking with Chris, president and co-founder of Mission Canine Rescue, and let's talk about a couple of the dogs you really, really want to see get home. Besides, we already mentioned Jeff.
Yes.
So
you know, we've actually been pretty lucky. We were, if you'd asked me last week, I would have been a lot more stressed, but it's been kind of crazy this week. Some of our difficult ones have found placements, so we're kind of down to Jeff on this round.
Oh,
now,
really? Okay.
Now we have more coming back, hopefully in December, January time, and at that time we will definitely be looking for homes for all of those.
Now, when they get in, where do they stay? Is there a foster or somewhere they stay until you find them homes?
We actually have a couple of boarding facilities here in Houston that have stepped up, and they charge us a low rate. And it's a way for us. They're wonderful, though. They're beautiful facilities where people go and board their dogs, you know, when they leave town. So they're nice places, and they've offered at a discounted rate, and they
really take
care of these dogs. Mm-hmm. And then I'm able to come and get one, or my business partner will come from San Antonio and get one, and we'll be able to take them home and evaluate them each individually and find out what their needs are. And some of them come back with some major needs. I have one here at the house. One of them that I'm transporting this week. Her name is Blair, and on our Facebook page, you can see her. She's the black Belgian Malinois with the white face because she's so elderly. But she is the sweetest thing, but she definitely has some post-traumatic stress disorder issues.
Wow.
And a lot of fears. She's as sweet as she can be, but she needed a special home. And we're blessed that one of our volunteers is actually going to take her and love her, and we're putting her on some anti-anxiety medicine so until she feels comfortable in her new home and realizes that this is where she can live. She's lived in the kennel her entire life, so it's all so new to her.
Where did she come from?
She came from Kuwait.
Kuwait, was she
military?
She was.
She's a contract. She's a contract
CWD?
Dog.
Okay,
and she was with a contract company,
and they didn't use her at all.
A good one. So she didn't get the treatment that she deserved over there, and so she's got some issues because of
jackasses.
That.
Okay.
And some fear.
Quit sugarcoating it.
I know. I don't sugarcoat anything on this show. If it comes to animals, I'm extremely passionate. Okay, leave me alone. Okay, not okay.
I'm trying to be PC here.
Oh no, don't worry about it.
You got the wrong show.
No, just go with it.
Yeah. Well, this company was terrible. So they really did. Several of them that came back with some of them with some major health issues that we had to get through, and some of them with mental issues that we've had to get through. So it's been a challenge, but people love them, and they just want to help them, and they just want to give them a wonderful home. And so she's one that could go to any family, but I had to be careful with her because of her anxiety level, just for her sake. And so I knew this person who's getting her, and I'm going to drive her there so that she doesn't have to fly anymore. Mm-hmm. And she's just a really special little girl, but she definitely has some emotional scars.
You know, so. I haven't even met you, and I just love you. Have I told you that yet? Your organization and you, I mean, what you guys have done, you and your volunteers, just terrific.
I couldn't have done it without my partners, for sure. They've been incredible. It's definitely a team effort. We have, you know, great fundraisers, and like I said, Ruby raised great funds. My business partner, Louisa, and my other one, Bob Bryant. There's no way we could have done all of this.
So speaking of fundraisers, you always need money, but what else can people help with? I mean, of course, sharing your organization, you know, as much as possible,
right.
letting people find out about it. But what else can we do for you?
You know, at first it was kind of we weren't really sure what it could be, because so many of these dogs require such special care. But some of the dogs do come back that we need cross-country transport sometimes. When that happens,
okay,
we'll reach out to our Facebook page. The best thing to do is to go kind of watch our Facebook page, because that's where we ask for anything that we need. It's kind of hard. We're kind of because of the specialty stuff, a lot of the dogs we can't have anyone transporting them across country. But there are some that we get that do just fine. In fact, we did that. One of the dogs that came back from Kuwait, we drove to, my business partner Luis and I drove to New Orleans last weekend, and a wonderful volunteer picked her up and took her to another amazing volunteer who kept him for the night, and then took him on to yet another great volunteer who delivered him to a wounded soldier who lost her military dog that she had worked with. Had passed away last year. And we've kept in contact with her, and she really wanted another working dog just to have to kind of help her heal.
Right.
And now they're together. So,
and that's good to find an adopter like that, one that's used to, you know, these dogs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So and I have to say, because I know you ask for volunteers, you put up, the fundraisers and the stuff. I actually saw when your post on the Military Working Dogs Facebook page, and there's a lot of people there, like 100 and some thousand followers or something. But you know, you post and you say, please email us or whatever if you're interested, and people still leave stuff in the comments. You're like, please read. It's like, we appreciate that you
please
are
read
so,
the whole post. I know. I do request that.
Yes, yes. We appreciate that you really want to help and are so interested, but please read.
Please read it. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we get that a lot. We'll write a book so that people will see this is what we are, or even just what the dog is about, and then you get somebody asking questions that you've answered in the very top post. And,
yeah, exactly.
And, you know,
I saw. It must have been Bob that kept saying, "Please, email or whatever."
Right. Please email.
So let me ask: the best way to get a hold of you is that via email?
Definitely via email.
And what's that email address?
It is Mission9Rescue@gmail.com.
Okay. Is that on your Facebook page as well?
It is. It's on our Facebook page, okay. And it's on our website as well, so you can find us either way.
So obviously calling, people are probably not going to get an answer. You guys are busy doing what you do. Mm-hmm. But email, definitely that's the quickest way. And you guys get back to everybody.
We try to do it in a quick manner, but remember there are three of us.
Right.
So when we're busy doing everything, we can only get to so many. And I know we've had people, email us back and let us know that we've upset them, and we're so, so sorry, We really don't, and we really try our best to get to everybody.
Sure. You can only do what you do. But
when you're trying to get these dogs out or you're focused on something else, it does make it a little challenging to answer all of them, but we do go back, and there's three of us that look them over, and so
maybe have one of those.
Emails.
Yeah, maybe have one of those automatic replies that say we received your email. Depending on what you're asking, it may be so or whatever.
That's a good idea. I might run that by Bob because that is way above my pay grade.
Okay, like a vacation response, except it's an automatic reply to all emails.
And maybe he may have that. Don't quote me on that, but he may already have done that. Like I said, he takes care of all that, and it's so great to be able to trust the people that you work with,
and
just know that I don't even have to look at that because there is no time in my day to look at that.
I know, so, me doing three different things. I have a regular job. That Signorama. Hey, Steve. Hey, people. He's great. He supports me in my charity and the radio show.
And they do great signs and car wraps.
Yes, thanks, Terry.
I need to drive my van up there for car wraps.
He employs veterans, obviously. But yeah, we do great car wraps, actually. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, I have my small charity, Coats for Canines. I've lately, I'm helping the Salvation Army here open a new warm weather shelter and allow pets in it. So I'm coming up with the procedures and everything for the pets of the homeless to come
that
into
is
the
amazing.
Warm shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been getting more calls and more, and it's me. I really need to ask a volunteer. I have a couple of people that run around and pick up donations and stuff, but it's crazy. I mean, I'm like answering emails and stuff way into the night.
I know.
Yeah,
it's 24/7.
And you guys are huge and do so much more than I do. I mean, I'm,
That is not true. It doesn't sound like it's me.
So I could imagine. So, yeah, the automatic reply might be good. So
yeah, it is. It definitely, we're all juggling as many balls as we possibly can.
Most things people could find answers for on your website. I'm looking around your website, missioncaninerescue.org. Keep plugging that. You're listening
Thank
to
you.
cosmicbroadcasting.com. Okay.
Right.
Just about anything you could want. They could sign up for your, can they sign up for your newsletter?
They can sign up for the newsletter.
The Mission Canine Closet Serve newsletter.
We're working on at the moment. That Bob is working on.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
endeavor.
The contact form there, the adoption form is there, the donation page is there.
Right.
So just about anything people, I know what I was going to ask you. I was looking because I followed your Pinterest page because you have a Pinterest page as well. Because I saw some shirts and stuff just over on the, right side of your website. Do you guys sell, apparel and stuff to raise money?
We do. We're starting to do more of that. I know Louisa, my business partner, came out. She created a a sweatshirt and a t-shirt and had a campaign for that, and that was really positive. The sweatshirt really sold well, and so we have some t-shirts, and we're going to come up with some more.
Cool.
And we're just now working on that part of it. We plan to kind of do all of that, and everything just snowballed at one time with military dogs. we're playing catch up now.
Sure, so. No, totally get it. But I'll definitely be ordering one. I swear to God, I am one of those suckers for anybody I know who's selling a shirt. As a matter of fact, I have every Tuesday for my radio show, I wear a dog shirt, some kind of dog shirt, into the office. And, uh-huh. And my boss is like, "How many of those do you have? Are you like in the triple digits now? You know?"
Right. I'm the same way though. I'll buy a t-shirt in a heartbeat for charity.
Yeah, I have one friend here who sells them like on Screened or Teespring or something all the time. She does the design for them, and I'm like, okay, I'll get that one. Okay, I'll get that. Oh, I like this rescue. I'll get that one.
Right.
I'm like, I just ordered like two more. Yeah, I wonder if my husband's listening. Anyways, I ordered him something too. His birthday's in a few days, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
see,
so,
there you go.
He's a vet.
He
just retired Air Force. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, so I
know he'd like a Mission Canine Rescue shirt for his.
Yes,
birthday.
I know. He probably.
I'm thinking so.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's totally doable.
So, they belong under every tree, I'm sure.
Okay, well, it's time. Actually, we'll be right back to you, Chris. But it's time for our. Go ahead, Len. It's time for our. You are that idiot segment of the week. So, yes, unfortunately, we find lots of animal idiots out there week after week. God, you could find them daily. But
oh, yeah.
This week, yeah, you are that idiot. See, Chris is trying to be PC and not mention those bad companies.
Uh-huh.
I mention names, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call you out. Yeah, international show. But, hey, you know what? You deserve it. You're an idiot. You're going to be called out. So our idiot this week is, I don't know if you've heard of the dog that was found in New Stanton or something, Pennsylvania. A near-starved dog found in a trash can by one of the garbage men.
Mm-hmm.
And terrific guy was like, called the Humane Society or whoever it was. They got him to a vet. Doing great. She's doing great. And they're calling her Fauna now. So, anyways, but this woman, this is what makes her an idiot. She was moving from Pennsylvania to Texas. And don't you hate it when our states get involved in idiot stories? I really do.
Right. Anyways. I think she just needs to stay where she is, personally, but okay.
Yeah. Nikki Baker, originally from Pennsylvania, moved to Texas. She was charged. She was found and charged. You know how they found her? Because the dog had a damn microchip.
Yeah.
Are you a
wow.
How much of a freaking idiot can he... I mean, now that's just stupid. I mean, not... I mean, that's not ignorant. That's total...
Stupidity.
Yeah. Idiocracy. Idiocy. I don't know. What's the word? What's the idiot word?
Moronic.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, but doing just fine and everything, mm-hmm. The dog... the Humane Society of Westmoreland County was taken care of. A 10-month-old dog, starved. And here's the kicker. Not just microchip is a kicker, but her friends, because she was moving.
You?
No, her there are friends of hers who offered to take the damn dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so Nikki Baker, you know what? I have more words for you than idiot, but, you know, now that everybody knows, I hope you get sentenced to a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
So... anyways, you are that idiot for the week. So, but anyways, so I wanted to thank you, Chris, and thank you for being on. And, never be scared to name idiots. No, I'm kidding.
And, Chris, thank you for all the work you do with the dogs.
Yes,
thank you all for your service. Appreciate
thank you. Yeah, happy Veterans Day to those that have served and are serving, four-legged or two.
Right.
Sometimes tripods, So, thanks to all our veterans. Chris, I really appreciate the short notice, but I really love what you do.
Oh, and, thank you for having me on. That's wonderful.
Of course. We'll send you the link and share it with everybody.
I'll reach out to you when we...